Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing. This month's topic, Chuck Wagon, about woodchucks, was written by George and Becky Lowmiller and is read by Jack Burnett.
Chuck Wagon. North America accommodates two families of woodchucks, the Canada woodchuck, Marmota monax canadensis, and the New England woodchuck, Marmota monax preblorum. Monax is a Native American word for digger, and indeed they dig. A woodchuck can move 700 or 800 pounds of dirt in the course of establishing a burrow, which may be up to 50 feet long and 2 to 5 feet deep. Digging is only one of the ways that woodchucks can be a pest. They are also well-known garden raiders. Though their actual harvest is usually limited to beans, peas, and carrot tops, they forage around everything, damaging plants and fruits. They may even chew the young buds of fruit trees if other food is scarce. It is unusual for woodchucks to travel more than 50 yards from their dens, though both ground-ripened fruit and the search for a mate will inspire the exception. About the mildest form of response to woodchuck invasion is a 1% solution of rotenone, a safe natural pesticide, which acts as a deterrent. The next level involves live trapping. Bait live traps with food, especially greens or fruit. Some swear by juicy fruit gum. Unfortunately, most woodchucks vastly prefer a row of ripened beans or tender lettuce to anything you might put in the trap. Terminal solutions include a jaw trap, a gun, and gas bombs in their dens, but be sure to block off any escape routes. In the early fall, woodchucks insulate their dens with leaves and grasses. By early October, they settle down for winter. Woodchucks go into true hibernation. Their body temperature drops to that of the den, and they inhale about once every 5 minutes. In February or March, they wake up to mate, but then return to sleep for another month or so. They emerge hungry. Getting rid of your local woodchucks doesn't mean that their impact will cease. Abandoned woodchuck dens are used by foxes and skunks, which eat mice. They're also used by chipmunks, rabbits, opossums, and raccoons, all of whom will appreciate your gardening efforts.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.